You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 216, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says it is critical that as business owners, we plan, strategize, and schedule for the busiest time of the year. So, so true. Joining me on today is a returning guest, and of Yay. Course she's been on the show before, Fidelise Cruz. Now, Fidelise, she is passionate about making women feel their best by helping them bring out their uniqueness and authenticity through life coaching. And it's her vision to see women rise up in leadership in any aspect of their lives, using their gifts and their talents to build a life they love. Now, she is also the founder of Kingdom Women Entrepreneur. We'll get her to share what that is in a moment, a sisterhood community for faith-filled entrepreneurs who are created for equipping and support in the areas of business as well, of course, as faith walk. Now, on today's show, she's going to share, as we all know, November and December are the busiest time for us and that of the year, and we wouldn't wait till those times, or we shouldn't wait till that time and those months to hit the ground running. Of course, we need to start preparing ourselves well before that. She's going to be talking about preparation and being ready for this. Takes away the stress, takes away anxiety that comes with all of that, as well as, of course, during Christmas time, we're going to talk about family, faith, and fun, and how to boost your business in those busy months, you know, from September to December. So boost your sales with generosity, your visibility through storytelling, and your productivity through accountability. Lots of stuff to talk about in today's show. How are you? Welcome back again.
Good. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm so excited to be back.
Oh, look, my pleasure. And I think before we pressed record and went live, I was talking about how in the previous show with Cynthia Patterson, we were talking about seasons, different seasons of our lives and, of course, our business. And now you're going to be talking about how important it is that in the busiest months, November and December, because we've got Christmas in there and, you know, so many activities and things we need to be racing around for often, we want to make sure that we continue to plan and have a strategy in place so that we're not all stressed out at that time. So this fits beautifully into what you're talking about. So let's talk about November, December. As we said, it is the busiest time. We shouldn't wait till we hit those months before we start preparing. So let's talk about what are some of the things that you can see as Kingdom business owners we need to start preparing for, and then we can kind of map out maybe an idea and a plan and what we should be doing and some ideas on timing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, okay, we're going to talk about planning and strategizing towards the end of the year, but let's talk about why. Why are we doing that? And, you know, towards the end of the year, it's the time when we hear most people be complaining that it's so busy, I don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing so many things and so many things are going on in my life during the, you know, December period. And a lot of complaining is going on, but really as Christian women entrepreneurs, let's start to use that space for our family, you know. And the most important thing is, like, it's, you know, it's Christmas time, right? For faith, for family, for fun. That's the reason why we want to plan out, so that when we get to that stage of the busy period, we're actually enjoying it. And this is, I mean, the whole point for me and why I'd want to share this topic today is, look, let's start with why would we want to be so prepared? Because the reason why we're creating our business to begin with is to have that beautiful lifestyle, isn't it? That, you know, it allows us to spend time with our family. It gives us the freedom to serve in the ministry and to do the things that we love. So, I'd love to share some tips with you today on how to boost your business during that time of the year, in that season where, you know, it could be for some people very busy and stressful,
yes.
but we can change that around and actually use it to our advantage. Like, no, I'm going to be prepared. So when it comes to that time,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to just be enjoying it. And here in Australia, it's Christmas is
yes,
like
do.
Summertime, isn't it?
We do. As you, before you dive into some of those strategies, which I can't wait for you to share, as you're sharing that, it reminds me of that analogy, and I'm sure you've heard it before, where there's a glass, say a glass cup or a jar. And what we do is when we put in the main rocks first,
yes.
and those strategies first, and then the smaller stones, and then the smaller stones again, and then the sand,
yes.
and that kind of, you know, fills around the rocks, and then we can put in water, we can fit far more in. And I think what you're going to share with us today are some of the solid foundations that we need to have in place, and that once we've got them in place, we can continue to build that momentum so that when we are in the season of busyness and of joy and of family and meeting those people that maybe are family members we only meet once a year because they're traveling and so forth, we can actually be there enjoying the time without having to worry about, oh, I need to set up those social media posts or, oh, I need to record some more podcasts. So let's dive in. What are some of these main rocks that we need, these main strategies that we need to have in place first?
Exactly. I love that. And, you know, when you're saying big rocks, for me, it's really looking at your values, right? What are you real? And what's so important to you, you know? And for me, like we were saying, it's like faith and family and having the lifestyle. So, you know, my big rock would be quality time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you've, that's one of your values, your big core values is having quality time with your family. Really, you know, at that time of the year, also people are going out for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So if in December you're having holidays, we better make sure that we've got strategies running behind that. While we're having fun and, you know, the business is running while we're having fun. So, yeah, that would be, those big rocks would be, you know, those things that you really value, like family quality time, also like, you know, friends and family that you don't see very often, organizing those events and, yeah, just being present in the moment and enjoying that season.
Yeah. One of the things that often that we do as business owners, particularly I think women, we have these strong boundaries or rocks, I should say. But what happens is that often when people push up against us, we can often let those boundaries or those core values not necessarily we put first into our cup. And I think that's often when we can start to feel stress. For instance, if we're not putting our family or giving ourselves time because we haven't put the right strategies in place, or maybe we've got team but we haven't given them the right instructions so that they don't know what to do, then we start to get anxious. So that can be really a great reminder, because once we start putting that into place now, it will be there to support us and our business growth as well. When you see and speak to business owners who are feeling stressed and anxious, what are some things that you often, I mean, obviously having the realization of what are your core values, if you don't have clarity on that, that's going to be really difficult. But once we've got that, what are some other things that you know are really important to have in place so that we can spend that quality time with friends and family and loved ones during those Christmas festivities? What are some other things we need to have in place?
I love it. So I've written it down, so bear with me if I'm going to read from my notes here. But three things that were key things for me that I found in my business. I've been in my business for 4 years, so I'm really young. The business is quite young, but I've been learning quite a lot, especially December time, business times, where I reflect and I think to myself, oh, I should have done that. I should have done this. And I should have set those scheduling things for me, you know, and I should have planned better. And that's why I came up with these three things that I feel will really help. So number one is boosting your sales through generosity. So Christmas time, towards the end of this this year, it's all about generosity. I mean, that's one of my core values too, anyhow, right?
Yeah.
So I do that through my business, but even more so towards the end of the year, I feel like we need to be more generous in finding out, you know, how are you? Like, how are you today? Be more generous in our time with our clients. And because through the year, we might have lost contact with some of our clients or some of our friends, that we need to go back and go, you know, how are you? I'd love to reconnect with you, and just be generous of your time, giving out more value. And so I feel like when we set up a strategy where we're more generous, I feel it brings in more sales to us as well, because you know, it increases the sales for us as well, because they see that we are intentional about giving. And those are, I think, one way we can boost our sales is through generosity, giving back to the community, and seeing, you know, what does my community need at this time, and how can I give to them?
Yeah, so true. As you're sharing that story, I'm reminded of a colleague of mine who is in the US, and what she typically does at various seasons, but also towards Christmas too. She genuinely, she's a connector, and she genuinely is interested. So she'll reach out, she'll have a chat with people, and she'll also at that time talk to them about, you know, this, we're ending one new year, this year, we're starting a new year. What are some things that you're looking forward to? And she has this genuine conversation, you know what? And she said it wasn't by accident, because obviously she was genuine. She closed $46,000 in sales through that strategy and being generous. Because what happened was then people would go, well, these are my goals. And then she would say to them, well, look, if you need support on that, give me a call back. And then that planted the seed. And then she had a phone. You know, she said, not now, because today is all about just celebrating what you've achieved. And then we'll make another time. $46,000 through generosity, checking in. So I love that strategy, and so important.
Absolutely, and it happens to us through the year when we do it. Imagine when we're really intentional, and you know, and towards the end of the year, just really scheduling it as well. I feel like that's something that's really important, that we schedule time to spend time, quality time, and as you said, genuinely wanting to help and really caring for your community. So absolutely, generosity. And the second one was boost your visibility through storytelling. So that's another way that you can prepare your business towards the end of the years. Is allowing others to see the story, you know, behind and what's going on. And I feel like it builds that connection with your clients too, that they see, oh, wow, she does struggle with stuff as well that I'm struggling with. I can connect, and then it builds a relationship as well. And it really prepares. Now, even that we're in August, it's really already preparing the relationship towards the end of the year, and you will be celebrating together at the end of the year. So that's another way of preparing as well, is building visibility.
I love that. And I think so often we negate, or we don't recognize the beauty and the lessons that we've learned. And when we weave them, you know, integrally into our own story, that is a message of hope and inspiration for our clients. Because often we support clients in areas that we have struggled, and we've come through, and we've healed from, and we've had some, you know, successes in that. And if we're not sharing that, I think we often can really, again, lose that engagement with people, because it's just information otherwise. But if we can share it in a way that's connected to us, in a way that only we can share it, that's when we build that real connection. And of course, visibility, because our ideal client, she'll hear the message, she'll watch the message, she'll read the message, and she'll recognize herself in the story. So what are some of the things that you often see as women, because I know that you deal with, you work specifically with women, that holds them back because they're not sharing the message? One thing that comes up for me, and you can speak into this, is that, well, I'm not worthy, my story is not worth sharing. Who's interested in hearing that? Do you hear that often?
Yes, absolutely. I do. And even like I just had an interview just previous to our interview now where we were discussing, really, it all starts with the mind. It all starts, if you're already defeated in here, you will be defeated on the outside as well. And I mean, it's just really choosing those thoughts. Those thoughts will always be there. I think they will come in, you know, once in a while as well, but it's just capturing them and saying, you know what, I choose not to listen to you, and I'm going to replace it with God's truth. That, you know, I do have a story. My story is significant. Someone's going to be blessed with my story. I'm going to share it today. So, yeah, really just being aware of the thoughts that we have, and, being victorious over the thoughts that are in our minds and choosing daily.
Yeah. Mm. When we are going through some areas, we're thinking about our mind, we can often look at what other people are doing and become very discouraged because of comparison. And I think, you know, as Christian business owners and kingdom women on entrepreneurs, we then negate the incredible things that God's knitted into us. You know, our strengths, our gifts, our talents, our experiences, when we combine all of those together, makes us so unique, and we can speak with absolute authority, not arrogance or anything or pride, but with authority into an area because of the fact we've lived it, we've breathed it, our expertise speaks to that. And I think when we often look at what other women are doing, and we forget that, you know, the 10 years, the 20 years maybe, or even depending on however long, of work that she has done in comparison to us. The comparison can distract us, it can discourage us, and it can disappoint us as well. What would you say to a woman who maybe is afraid to take that next step of her storytelling, because it's so important? What words of advice, and maybe there's some Bible verses that you turn to regularly that kind of really speaks into that and supports her in getting out there and says, you know what, I'm going to share my message because somewhere someone needs to hear
Marie,
this.
I've lost you.
Okay, well, let me repeat that. Can you hear me now? Testing, testing, testing. Let me put this on. So what I was saying, I think, what was the last piece that you heard me say?
We are going to talk about what would I advise women?
Yeah, that's right. I remember what I was going to say. So what advice would you have? Or maybe there's some Bible verses that are your go-to verses that reminds them that they are unique, they are loved, they are, you know, they are daughters of the King, and the message that they have to share somewhere, someone needs to hear that message.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? This is one thing that I was sharing just before at another interview, that every time I have an interview, I have God's word around me. Like, I have to literally have it, like, and because I do get nervous. Like, I get so nervous and those thoughts come in my mind, and I'm like, Lord, I need to replace them with your word. And this is why I created these, actually, was that to replace them with God's truth. And here's some. So one says, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. That's one. I'm far from oppression and fear does not come near me. These are Bible verses that I've created to make it more personal and more of an affirmation. So just like that, having words around you that, you know, because like people, everyone's different. For me, my memory is pretty bad. I can't memorize, you know, scripture from scripture. Sometimes I can, you know, small little ones. But it's great to have them anywhere in your house because you'll be reminded of God's faithfulness, His promises, and just who you are and how God has created you. Can I share three things that will help you? You know, get rid of this nervousness that I've shared before in my other interview was three P's. Three P's. First one is people. When you are going to be visible and you're in an interview, remember that the message is not for you, it's for others. So it's about people, it's about serving. So when the focus becomes more on that, gets rid of that, I'm feeling nervous, I'm feeling like, what, do I look good? Do I look okay? Am I going to make a fool of myself? So focus on the people. Second is preparation. Prepare for what it is that you'll be talking about, the topic, do your research. And then the last one, my favorite one, is prayer. Pray and know that, you know, this opportunity was given to you. And pray with a prayer of gratitude that, God, thank you for this moment. Like, I'm with Anne Marie Cross. So thank you, God, for this opportunity. And when we come from that place of gratitude, I feel it just takes all that away.
Yeah, so, so true. Yesterday I had to, they had at church, they had a children's service. So all of the young children right through to young adults could get involved in the church. And so there were three of us that our pastor said, can you get up and each of you just say a little prayer as part of the prayer time. And I tell you what, as we were singing in the worship before the service, I started to get nervous myself, and it's like, come on now, Anne-Marie, settle down. But it's something, you know, you just have to pray about and say, Lord, you know, in your hands, let what I'm going to do honor you. And what happens often, and you probably will have this too, that when you come to the end of it, you go, oh, as soon as you started, there's a sense of peace that just comes over you. But then what you've got to do is not go back and replay it over your head because you kind of think, oh, why did I say that? We're our own worst critics sometimes, and it does not matter how many years you've been involved in something or what you've done. That is when you've just got to go stop. Because as you said, put the people first. Someone had to hear that. That was not for me. And who are we to judge what we have said? And to stop ourselves from saying that. Because as I said, if we hadn't have said that comment, someone could remain stuck and not really living her truth because we haven't shared. So love that you've reminded us. Now, I think the third thing you wanted to talk about today was boost your productivity through accountability. Share more about this one.
Yes. So this is one of my favorites because for me it's something that I really need. I feel like it's really helped my business, and it's having someone that you can be accountable with. Yeah. Because there's so many things that we say we're going to do, and there's so many things to say, you know, I've got a great idea, I want to start this, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And ideas are great, but it's all about actually getting it done and creating small action steps to achieving those goals. Mm-hmm. So for me, the last tip I would say is, you know, if you want to prepare yourself for the busy period, you know, this year, please go and get an accountability partner. Go get yourself a coach or a mentor, and they can help you prepare, you know, for that busy time so that you don't have to worry about it. You can just enjoy, you know, living your life towards that time of the year where it's so busy.
I can absolutely agree with that. And even on the last show, we were talking about investing in yourself and in your business. You know, one of the key things that I've done throughout my business life is to look at where I want to be, what I want to achieve, and who's doing that at the moment. And then go and you know, speak to them as the possibility of working. Because I think so often we think, well, I can learn things on the internet and I can research. Yeah, we can.
Yep.
But we don't know the pitfalls. We don't know the things that are going to fast track, the things that maybe are written about that really we don't need to worry about. And so I think, you know, if we want to be fast track and we want to have that accountability, which I think is so key, because how often we think, yep, I'm going to do that.
Yep.
And we're still saying, yep, I'm going to do that next month and next month and next month. Yeah. An accountability partner will just go, you know what? You've been saying that twice in a row now in our calls. Yeah. Let's deal with this.
Yes.
And otherwise, you know, and we can do that. Even as driven kingdom entrepreneurs, we can just, you know, bypass, yep, going to get to that, keeping ourselves busy.
I'll just say also, like, even being part of a community like that, like Kingdom Woman Entrepreneur, that helps. Just you know, being a, because when we have our meetings, so we have our meetings every month, in-person meetups, we sit there and we talk about our dreams and what we want to do, and then that the month, next month comes along and we get to see each other again. We're like, how is it going? You said you're going to write a blog post, or you said you're going to do such and such. And it helps. So just surrounding yourself with people also that will encourage you to come on, get it done.
Absolutely. And I love that, you know, how so often when we are in a community of like-minded people, we can certainly be supportive to one another and get that necessary support. What would you say to someone then that can really see that accountability is something that they haven't had in place and looking for someone? Were there some things that you did in your life when you were going out and searching for a potential mentor or a potential accountability partner? We've talked about look for someone who's achieved something that you're looking to achieve, but were there some other things that you kept in mind that were important for you when you sought an accountability partner?
Absolutely. I can, same as you, Anne-Marie, same thing. When I'm looking for someone that's already been there, someone's doing something that I'd love to do in the future. Yeah. But also for me, having the same faith, having the same values, because we will be spending a lot of time together.
Yes.
You know, having a one-on-one coach, you'll be spending a lot of time together. You'll be talking about dreams. You'll be talking about massive things that's in your heart that you want to unfold, you know, and share with them. So it's, for me, it's very personal. It's very precious. So whoever it is that you're choosing to work with, I think really think about, you know, the that you have the same values, yeah, same faith. So for me, faith is really important.
Yeah. Mm. And I think also too, and here is something that I think that there are so many people that are online, and this is just something for people to keep a note of, and some of the things that I'm seeing that, you know, there are people who are out there that are sharing great content, but see, are they living that content? Because there's a difference, and I haven't really spoken to this, but I hear a lot of other people that say there's a difference between the educators and the practitioners. And the educators can educate topics and do that really, really well. But the practitioners are the ones who educate, and they're also living it. They're using whatever it is in their own life and business, so they know the pitfalls and they are using it. So I think sometimes if you look at someone who is where you want to be and using, you know, their practitioners of their craft, of their expertise, yes, then that can really, and right now I think is making a real difference. Because as you know, in business, you've been in business 4 years. I'm sure when you had a look at where you started off, when you did start, the things that were going on, the technologies that were going on, very different to what's happening now. So you've had to change and adapt, and I'm sure that 4 years of knowledge and experience, hands-on experience, blood, sweat and tears, I'm sure, is really created a wealth and depth of information that you can now share to your clients and the people who you're mentoring that years of experience would not have given you. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, and I'm really grateful for that. You know, life is like that. Life always teaches you new things, and we're forever learning.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too, like, you know, looking for someone that, obviously there's no one perfect, but look at their life, their lifestyle, and see how they answer the call, how they're answering God's call in their life. Are they walking the talk? You know, that's what I'm getting. And just have a look at that. Just have a look at their life.
Fantastic. And share a little bit more with people how they can get in contact with you. And of course, we've mentioned it a couple of times now, Kingdom Women Entrepreneur, how they can find out more about that. And share away. What's the best way for them to connect?
Thank you. So you can find me at FidelisCruz.com or even on social media. You can just type in Fidelis Cruz. And also, I'd love to invite you, if you're a woman, you know, a Christian woman in business, come and join us. It's called Kingdom Woman Entrepreneur. It's a close group on Facebook. Just add yourself in, and I'd love to connect with you there.
Fabulous. And of course, we'll put all of those links on the show notes. AmbitiousEntrepreneurNetwork.com/TCE216. But Les, can I just close the show like I did last time with a word of prayer and blessing for you today?
Thank you.
Fantastic. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for another opportunity that we can hear the testimony and just some insights from Fiddlers today. Father, you know, growing a kingdom business, one that is focused and honoring you in every single way, it can definitely have its challenges. It can definitely have its busy periods. But as we said today, it's so important to recognize the various seasons in our business, to put forward the rocks, the key values, being clear on that first. And then from there, building, you know, the solid foundations that will allow us to take time away from our business so that, you know, in Christmas, when we celebrate, you know, Jesus's birth, that we can also spend that time with our family and have fun and share that faith with them too, not being worried or anxious about what we should be doing in our businesses. Father, we just want to uphold Fidelis and the Kingdom Women Entrepreneurs community that she is growing, where you continue to get the message out there so that you can continue to work in the lives of every single one of those women who are connecting with that community, and that they will continue to build kingdom businesses that honour you in every way. We continue to uphold Fidelis and her business in our prayers. We continue to bless the work that she's doing. And we ask this in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You, God. Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show again. I love catching up with guests, you know, several months later and see what they're doing, what they're up to. It's exciting. So thank you so much again for coming
thank
on the
you
show.
For having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. We'll have to do it again.
Yes.
All right, all the best. And again, thank you.
Bye. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.